Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a little bit, I think we'll get to the conclusion of our series on trying to be nicer than God. Before that, I want to go through my official ballot, the ballot we opened up yesterday on the air, and I'll share with you guys the way I'm voting here in Colorado. For our listeners elsewhere, I think you'll get the principles involved in making your own decisions. And then what else is the big news of the day? Oh, Hillary Clinton told Univision, the Spanish language broadcaster, told them that her favorite food is Mexican food. And that's when she's not eating beluga caviar and white truffles and foie gras. She's enjoying bean burritos. Okay. So, oh, and also, maybe, I don't know, 4 months ago or so, I mentioned just casually on the air that if you're in the trucking industry, watch out, because there's going to be significant change in the trucking industry by the year 2020. And at that time, I hadn't seen a single article about self-driving trucks, although I'm sure if you search, you could find them. But it just seemed obvious that's coming. And we've heard from a number of truckers. In fact, one guy, because of the tough economy, he's right now going for his CDL, his commercial driver's license. And he's had a previous career, but he just needs more money. So he's contacted us. We've been talking. And so these news reports keep catching our eye. For example, this week, Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, in association with Uber. Now, Uber, they bought a self-driving trucking firm called Otto, developing self-driving trucking technology. So they bought Otto. So it's basically Budweiser and Otto. I don't know why that sounds really familiar to me growing up, but Budweiser and Otto. This week, they delivered 52,000 cans of Budweiser from Fort Collins, the brewery up north in Colorado, driving south on I-25, Interstate 25, through Denver to Colorado Springs, about 120 miles. And they did that with a self-driving truck. Of course, in these early years, there's a driver on board. But it's happening and it's coming. So, but I mentioned to our listener, friend of BEL, that, hey, the federal government is now requiring even small trucking firms to use an automated log, a GPS-based log, so you can't hand write your log anymore, which means truckers used to fudge their hours so they could make more money. You're only allowed to drive so many hours per day, per week, and so truckers would, you know, just change the numbers so they can make more money, obviously. And the larger trucking companies have had automated logs for some time. And when they do that, their productivity goes down because the same driver can't drive as many miles. So now that's going to happen to the small trucking companies. And so there is going to be a shortage of drivers in the near term. So there's these multiple factors that you have to weigh when you're planning out your life. But anyway, it's fascinating to see how technology is changing our culture. Okay, now to the ballot. So here's my ballot. And I'll just share with you how we do this here at Bob and Yurt Live. The first item up on the ballot is the presidential electors. And so our rule is you don't support anyone who will kill an innocent person. If anyone tells you that they will kill innocent people, Like if somebody says, well, I support abortion for some kids. Not all kids. Obviously, they know there's something wrong with it. But I support abortion for some unborn children. So they tell you that they're willing to kill innocent people. So that disqualifies them. You should not support someone who's a child killer. I mean, I know that's controversial among Christians, that you shouldn't support murderers. I know it's controversial, but just bear with me for a little bit. So Clinton's out. Trump is out. Gary Johnson's out. Jill Stein is out, out, out. Oh, here's one that's in, Tom Hoefling. And he's on the ballot in a number of states, America's Party. Tom, H-O-E-F-L-I-N-G, Tom Hoefling. So I'm voting for, I'm marking it in right now, this very second. Is it legal to vote in public? Is it legal to vote in public on the air? Are people allowed just to mail us their ballots and we fill them out for them and mail them in? Is that legal? Okay, so Tom Hoefling, we voted for him for president. Okay, U.S. Senator, I know this, Daryl Glenn is a child killer. He's a Republican, and he quotes Obama. He says, I have two daughters, and they might need to decide, and that should be their decision. So that's what passes as a pro-lifer in the Republican Party today. And I'm Republican. It's my party. I'll cry if I want to. So Daryl Glenn, no, I ain't going to vote for him. So, and I'll skip the other locals because most of you don't live in our district or our city. So I'll skip that stuff. Justices, Colorado Supreme Court Justice. In Colorado, we're asked, do you want to retain or not? Now, our government was supposed to be a Republican form of government and not Democratic when the Constitution was drafted. So initially, the federal government was 1/6 Democratic and 5/6 not Democratic. And the part that was supposed to be not Democratic, one of the parts was the judiciary. And so if that's not Democratic, well, then the judges, you don't vote for the judges because it's not Democratic. And the fear is that since democracy is majority rule, well, then how do you protect the minority from majority rule? So a lot of the government should be not Democratic because otherwise the majority easily takes advantage of the minority as we have today, with the minority basically being on the federal plantation and being used, bought and sold for votes to socialist politicians and parties. But anyway, when the Constitution was drafted, the public did not vote for the president. Did you know that? The public didn't vote for the president. The public did not vote for the Senate. The public didn't vote for the judges, the judicial branch. The only thing the public voted for initially when the Constitution was drafted was the House of Representatives. That's why they called them representatives. So the unelected president, the undemocratically elected president, would nominate a judge for, say, the U.S. Supreme Court, and the undemocratically elected Senate would confirm or not the judge nominated by the executive. So what happened? So in the senators were to be chosen by the higher house of the states. So in the each state, you'd have a House of Representatives and the state senators. So the state senators would decide who they want for president. That's how it was supposed to work. It began to fall apart almost immediately. I mean, it wasn't good to start with, and it's only gotten worse ever since. Because democracy, it's like taking fire into your bosom and think you're not going to get burned. It's like dancing with the bear, like you're Timothy Treadwell or someone. So right off the bat, what was the first state that said, oh, we got to let our people vote for president? Was that Virginia? And then they changed the Constitution to allow the people to vote for U.S. senators. And even though the Constitution says The place of the choosing of the senators shall not be changed. They changed that. And so today it's all Democratic because the democratically elected president nominates a Supreme Court justice and the democratically elected Senate confirms or not the Supreme Court justice. And of course, you have the democratically elected House of Representatives. So today it's all Democratic. And if you live in a state or a city or a county where they vote on judges, it's the same thing. So, and it's all bad because Jesus said the majority are evil and the majority shouted, crucify him. I was at a voters event, a voters education event last night representing no on Proposition 106, the suicide euthanasia proposition in Colorado. And I asked one of the attendees, I said, if this group here, there's about 100 people there, this group, if Jesus Christ were here again tonight, would this group shout, crucify him, or would they be on his side? And the guy I was talking to, his name is Carlos from Mexico, Carlos said, they'd shout, crucify him, because he knew his neighbors. They'd shout, crucify him. So democracy, the majority's evil, democracy's bad. But anyway, when it comes to in Colorado, you don't vote for the judge, but you vote to either retain them or not once they're in. So if you vote no to not retain all the judges, it doesn't matter what their names are. You just vote no, but the danger is then that the next generation of judges, historically, they get worse. So if you do kick a judge off the bench, he's probably going to be replaced with someone who's even a bigger moral relativist than he was, bigger into situational ethics, bigger into legal positivism. So it's pretty much a disaster. But if you want to vote no on all the judges, just, and I'm doing that right now, just because it's therapeutic, because it makes you feel good. I'm voting no on, there's a lot of them. I've been circling, filling in the little circles since I started this judges part here. So I got a couple more to do. But so it's therapeutic, and generally people don't vote out the judges. So it's just going to let people know that there are more people who don't like our judicial system. Okay, then you get to the amendments, state of Colorado. Amendment T, some have letters, some have numbers. Amendment T, shall there be, and one of our listeners suggested from out west, he suggested, what if there's a law and you just don't want to read it all, but it's longer, one law is longer than the entire text of the Ten Commandments. Isn't that an indication it's probably bad? Like, remember NAFTA, North American Free Trade? Should be easy to say, okay, we could trade with Mexico and Canada, and we're not going to charge, we're not going to basically charge tariffs or sales tax at the border. I mean, what would that be? Two sentences, three sentences? It was thousands of pages long. No one read it. Thousands of pages. So our listeners' rule of thumb would apply there that there's something wrong with NAFTA. Not the free trade, but the rest of the 1,987 pages. So anyway, this here, shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the removal of the exception to the prohibition of slavery? Do you know that the federal government, our federal constitution, slavery was legal in America, right? Then we banned slavery with a constitutional amendment. And that amendment, most people don't know this. In fact, one of our listeners said, Bob, for 40 years of being involved in politics, Bob and Yurt Live is the only place I've ever heard where they've mentioned that we didn't ban all slavery, we only banned some slavery. Because our federal constitution says that slavery is prohibited except as punishment for a crime. And is indebtedness also in there? I haven't looked it up again. But so at any rate, this here, Amendment T, wants to get rid of that exception. So the Colorado state constitution shall be amended to remove the exception to the prohibition of slavery and involuntary servitude when used as punishment for those convicted of a crime. So I'm voting no against that, because that's a good thing to have in the law, that if you're convicted of a crime, you could be forced into involuntary servitude. If you rob from some guy owns a small business and you break in and you rob him, and he, in fact, you destroy his business, and you don't have the money to repay restitution, you're caught, you're convicted, you confess, well, then you should be forced to go into indentured servitude, involuntary servitude, for a length of time up to 7 years, and where you have to, where all the money made off of your labor goes to make whole your victim. Of course, they have to take out for your room and board. But okay, so I'm voting no on that. That's going to pass, of course, Amendment T. And Amendment U, shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution exempting people from property tax under certain circumstances? And this has to do mostly with small ranchers and with rafting companies. You know, rafting companies, they're obligated to pay a property tax, because they use the water in the river. So if it's lesser amounts, then they're being exempted. And so I'm voting yes on that, because a couple reasons. One is there should be no such thing as property tax. So property tax is double, triple, quadruple, quintuple taxation. Property tax is wrong. You never own your home. Even if you're retired, your husband dies, you're a widow, you've been living in your home for 48 years, and your income's way down, and you can't afford it, and they keep raising the taxes, and you got to pay for all these godless public schools, and you can't afford it, and they take away your house. It was your house. Well, it wasn't your house. You don't own it. If they could charge you tax on it, you don't own it. So anyway, property tax is bad, and we're overtaxed. The maximum we should be taxed is a 5% flat income tax nationwide. That's the only one tax there should be. No state, local, just one tax. And you get rid of all social spending, welfare, all that. And you end up with Medicaid, get rid of all that. And the 5% flat tax, the government would have more than enough money, and they could even fix the roads. Okay, so yes on Amendment U. Amendment 69, that's what we talked about yesterday with Dr. Jill Vecchio, a $25 billion tax increase in Colorado. By the way, Cheryl already voted. Everything that said, shall taxes be increased, she voted no. She said, I don't even have to read the rest. I'm just voting no. And that was good, but there was one, it was a tricky one on the ballot for giving money to public schools, and they buried the shall taxes be increased to later on in the text. So you got to be careful when you're dealing with these slippery bureaucrats that come up with the ballot titles. So anyway, this is this Amendment 69. I'm going to vote no. I'm doing no right now. I'm going to really vote no on this one. Really cross that thing out. And that's a single-payer universal health care. It's total socialism. And we discussed yesterday why it's immoral, and therefore its unintended consequences are horrific. Okay, Amendment 70, shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution increasing the minimum wage? And I'm voting no on that, because that violates thou shalt not steal. Jesus said in Matthew 20, is it not lawful for me to do what I want with my money? So minimum wage is socialism, and it's an attack on freedom, and the arguments for it are unjust and invalid. And because it's immoral, the unintended side effects are horrific. Okay, so that's a no on Amendment 70, minimum wage. And then Amendment 71, I don't think I'm going to vote on this one. I'm going to leave this blank. They want to know if it should be harder to get an amendment on the Colorado ballot. I'm going to leave it blank. You know, you don't have to vote for everybody. Like a number of these, I'm not going to vote for county commissioner, these different characters here, especially some of these, like Lang Sias, state representative, District 27, these child-killing Republicans. I'm just not going to vote for a bunch of them. But anyway, this Amendment 71, I'm going to leave it blank because Colorado Right to Life has gained ballot access three times in the last four election cycles with amendments. Remember 41, 62. So their vote, the percentage keeps going up every time they get on the ballot with a personate amendment. But I don't support democracy. I mean, the majority are evil. So I'm just not going to vote for making it harder or easier to get on the ballot. These kinds of rules, they're like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, right? You're on the Titanic and you hit the iceberg and it's going down and the band is playing and people are saying, well, let's at least rearrange the deck chairs, make everything look nice. Well, you could do that if you want, like term limits. You could rearrange the deck chairs. You could spend 18 years of your life fighting for term limits. It's going to mean nothing. When you get to heaven, God's not going to say on Judgment Day, I'm so glad you fought for term limits. He's not going to say to somebody else, why didn't you fight for term limits? I mean, these things are irrelevant. It's rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. And in fact, the more people spend focusing on those non-moral issues, they're distracting people from what's actually important. Okay, Amendment 72. Shall taxes be increased $315 million annually? Well, I'm going to vote no on that, Amendment 72. I mean, I can describe what's in the amendment, but what's the difference? It's just disqualified itself right off the bat. Shall taxes be increased $315 million annually? No. That one has to do with tobacco. The next one, Proposition 106, this is the suicide euthanasia proposition that I've been speaking against at events around the Denver metro area, including last night. I had many, many very good conversations. It was really a good opportunity for me to speak with a lot of people. And it was in Denver. So they were all child killers for the most part, but there were a few rational people. But I was able to really had a good talk with a lot of folks there. And so, no, vote no on 106. No on 106 because it's wrong. I said to people, I said, this is the suicide euthanasia bill, and there's only one reason to vote against it, because it's wrong to kill the innocent. That's it. And some of them had a few questions, but that was it. Let me look this one up in the blue book. Have you read the blue book? I'd rather read the phone book than the blue book. Is this longer than the Ten Commandments, this bill? Let's see. This is small text in here. And it starts on page 47. Oh, brother, it's still on 40. Oh, no, 49. Page 50, 51, 52, 53. This bill, 54. They want to end your life, but this is the bill that never ends. Page 55, 56. Goes to page 56. That's longer than the Ten Commandments, right? This one law is longer than all Ten Commandments. And God wrote the Ten Commandments. So anyway, no on euthanasia, suicide, doctor-assisted suicide, Proposition 106. 107, that has to do with primaries and political parties. So does 108. I'm not going to vote on those. They're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. And here's a local one. Shall the city of Arvada increase taxes? Cheryl voted no. I'm voting no. A ballot question 2H. They get fancy here, right? 2H. Shall the city of Arvada, without increasing taxes, provide high-speed internet, cable TV, and so on to private individuals, to schools, to nonprofit. No, I'm going to vote no on that. Without increasing taxes, that's often a misrepresentation because they take it out of their budget, and then next year they ask you to increase taxes for something else. So how's this? Jefferson County School District shall increase taxes, $33 million, ballot issue 3A. No. No, vote no. It doesn't matter what the reason is they give. Here in ballot issue 3A, they say, some of our students walk to school in the winter, uphill both ways to and from school, freezing cold, in blizzards, with no shoes, and they get to school with frostbite on their ears, noses, and lips. We would like to raise taxes to buy them mittens, earmuffs, and secondhand boots. I vote no. Let them freeze. Ballot issue 3B, same thing, only they bury the increase the taxes for the schools. No. And here's the Denver Metropolitan Cultural Facility, and they want to continue a tax increase. Voting no on that. So we've got mostly no's, right? Except for Tom Hoefling, voted yes. And that's how we analyze political issues, legislative issues, judicial issues here at Bob and Yurt Live. We take a biblical worldview and we apply it to current events. We've been doing that on the air for 25 years. All right, no time today to conclude our Nicer Than God study. Of course, if you vote yes on these things, you are nicer than God. But we'll get to that. And if you're interested in that, kgov.com/nicer. Christians today are nicer than God, or at least they're trying to be so. When you're trying to be nicer than God, that's self-righteousness. And it might look good, but it's of no spiritual value. In fact, it hurts. Okay. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. Doug McBurney's been AWOL. Don't know where Doug has been. Actually, he's been all over the country. He's got to work for a living. May God bless you.